Emma Jean Lazarus knew very well that the seventh grade boys at William Gladstone Middle School behaved like animals at times. They threw fruit in the cafeteria and stampeded through the hallways. They chased balls on the blacktop and laughed in a howling manner when Mr. Petrowski discussed a certain part of the digestive system in science. But none of this particularly troubled Emma Jean. She had been observing her fellow seventh graders for many years, trying to understand them better. And she had long ago concluded that it was simply the boy's nature to be rambunctious on occasion. She also had a compelling theory about this, which she was pleased to share with her four new friends one afternoon as they sat together in the cafeteria. It was a bright Monday in May, and Emma Jean had been quietly sipping her tomato soup and listening as the girls engaged in their usual lively lunchtime chatter. Already they had covered an impressive range of topics, from the wart on Caitlin's finger to the spring fling, an upcoming formal dance sponsored by the PTA, for which the girls were expected to invite the boys. After weeks of heated discussion and debate, the girls had determined that they would not attend the dance. As a festive alternative, Colleen had proposed a sleepover party where she would serve chocolate fondue. She supplied daily updates on the status of her preparations, including today's announcement that her mother had successfully purchased a fondue pot at a tag sale. "I just wish you would come, Emma Jean," Colleen said, holding out a container of neatly trimmed carrot sticks to share. "It is not possible," Emma Jean said. "Why not?" Valerie asked. "My bird becomes agitated when I am not with him overnight," Emma Jean explained, thinking fondly of Henri, her beloved parakeet, whose roomy and immaculate cage was just a few feet from her bed. "Oh, that's so sweet," Colleen said. "Piggy was the same way." Caitlin, Valerie, and Michelle nodded solemnly at the mention of Colleen's beloved hamster, whose untimely death 5 years before still haunted Colleen. But the moment of remembrance was interrupted by an eruption of hoots and bellows from the nearby boys' table. Will Keeler and his friends were engaged in a boisterous game of table hockey, in which they were using plastic knives as sticks and a chicken nugget as a puck. Apparently, Brandon Mahoney had scored a point, which was now in dispute. The girls looked on with bemusement, clucking their tongues and rolling their eyes like mothers watching their toddlers squabble over a toy truck. "When will they grow up?" said Valerie with an indulgent sigh. "They're really immature," Colleen said. "Why are they so out of control?" Caitlin asked, peering thoughtfully into a bag of popcorn, as though an answer might be etched on one of the buttery kernels. Emma Jean didn't usually contribute to these lunchtime conversations, but now she felt she could offer some enlightening insights. "They're trying to call attention to themselves," Emma Jean said. The girls looked at her with great interest. "What do you mean?" Michelle said. "Adolescent males engage in conspicuous displays to attract the attention of females," Emma Jean continued. "Like when lizards puff out their necks," Valerie said. "I saw that on Nature." "Or when roosters strut around," Caitlin added, rotating her shoulders and turning her neck in a rooster-like fashion. "They're doing this for us?" Colleen said with disbelief.
"Precisely," Emma Jean said.
"Wow," Michelle said. "I never knew that." "You're so smart, Emma Jean," Colleen said. Emma Jean nodded, pleased to share her knowledge with her new friends and to see the appreciative smiles they offered her in return. It had only been 11 weeks since a series of most unexpected events had propelled Emma Jean into the midst of these fine girls. Never before had Emma Jean experienced friendship with people of her own age, and the girls had overwhelmed her at first, their flowery and fruity smells, their bright and sparkling clothing, their shrieks and giggles, their shoulders and elbows bumping against her as she walked through the hallways. But with each passing week, Emma Jean was more at ease. Like the moons of Jupiter, Colleen Pomerantz, Caitlin Vogel, Valerie Rosen, and Michelle Peters moved together in harmony through the chaotic universe of William Gladstone Middle School.
And if Emmajean did not share their exact orbit, she was very pleased nonetheless to sit with them at their lunch table.